So I received a phone call this morning from somebody asking me to go and speak at their conference, and they gave me a subject to speak on, which was the business benefits of social media. And it reminded me of a talk I gave back in 2006, I think it was, in Florida, where I was talking about exactly that and how to kind of harness the benefits of social media and how to use it, etc. In the kind of relatively early days of social media in many ways, or at least in its current incarnation. And I had 5 points that I gave in that presentation, 5 business benefits that I thought I would quickly share with you guys. The first obvious benefit of engaging with social media, whether it be through Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, or even a forum, or whatever other method you choose to use, is that obviously it drives traffic to your website. So it has a benefit in that regards. But it's not the be-all and end-all of things. I think sometimes we think about it the wrong way around. It's not so much driving traffic to your website as it is driving traffic to your content, whether your content has to exist on the website or whether it can actually exist on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever else is another conversation entirely. But driving traffic is one benefit. Another is that I think social media has the potential to kind of build a relationship between you and your users. And that's massively important. Not only does that go a long way in terms of sales and things like that, but it also it means that your audience is going to be much more patient with you when things go wrong, because there is a relationship there, and because they can see the people behind the brand or behind the website, there's a much stronger connection. People, as I've always said, connect with people, they don't connect with corporations. So it builds a relationship, builds love and understanding, for want of a better word. The third point in my presentation was that it also generates site ambassadors. You can get people really enthusiastic on social media, and because they're engaging with you and building a relationship with you, they become ambassadors for your site and ambassadors for what you do. And I've experienced this firsthand with Boag World. We don't spend any money on promoting Boag World whatsoever, but it drives a large amount of traffic simply because there are people out there that love what we're doing on Boag World, enjoy the podcast and the other stuff we put out, and so they go and tell their friends. And this kind of word of mouth promotion is absolutely invaluable. And what you find is it's a relatively small number of people that are particularly enthusiastic that drive the vast majority of traffic. The fourth area in my presentation was that I actually believe social media can save you money. It is quite an investment to run a social media campaign in terms of time and effort, etc. But it also can be invaluable, because if you're engaging with people on social media, and I'm not talking about just running a Facebook ads or something like that, I'm not talking about traditional marketing, but engaging and building relationships with people, then what you're doing is getting invaluable feedback that traditionally companies would pay huge amounts of money in terms of focus groups and user testing and that kind of thing, where actually you're getting ongoing feedback from your community all the time, which will enable you to fix bugs with your site or to see how they feel and how they're responding towards your site. So it can be a money saver as well. But the final, and I think probably the most important aspect of a good social media strategy, is that it can improve your offering. Because you've got that constant dialogue with users, you should be responding to them by improving your website based on their suggestions and their feedback. Now, I'm not saying that you blindly follow everything they say, because sometimes what people say they want and what they actually want are two different things. But it's certainly, there is an opportunity to gain insights from your users in terms of what your products and services and websites should be doing. So social media is a massively important tool. And more, I think we need to stop thinking about our websites and thinking about our online presence in all its various guises, from Twitter to Facebook to our website to RSS feeds. You name it, you need to be using it, because ultimately it's all about the content.